Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a cloudy sky now and 56 degrees. Textron Aviation machinists are now on strike.
Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected the company's final contract offer and voted a strike on Saturday. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay increase over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service. The strike started just after midnight Monday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Shutdown averted. An agreement in Congress is reached. It'll keep government running for the next 3 months.
The agreement comes a bit more than a week before the October 1st start to a new budget year. A continuing resolution tied to a GOP-led measure mandating proof of citizenship to vote failed, opening the door to a bipartisan push for an agreement. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Sunday collaboration is what works.
The MAGA hard right never let the Republicans come to an agreement with Democrats. But that's the only way to do things. Democrats, Republicans must come together. That's the only way we've kept the government open.
The deal puts off any conflict on keeping government open until after America votes for its next president. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita Sunday evening at an apartment in the 3500 block of North Inwood. Officers located a 38-year-old man with a fatal gunshot wound. The suspect is in custody. A shooting in central Wichita Saturday evening left a 50-year-old Wichita man dead in the 600 block of North Topeka. First responders found the victim lying in a parking lot. He was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police report no suspect in custody there. Name of the victim has not been released.
Thunderstorms moving through the Wichita area Friday night caused wind damage and the lightning delayed many high school football games. An 89-mile-per-hour wind gust was measured at Jabara Airport on the city's east side. Tree limbs were reported down at Cross Creek Apartments, east of K-96 and Woodlawn. High winds also taking down power lines in Newton, and 1,700 customers lost power from Evergy. Power lines were down in north of El Dorado in Butler County as well.
Four people are dead and at least 18 others injured after a mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, Saturday night. Police say the incident took place in the city's entertainment district when several suspects got out of a vehicle, opened fire, and then fled the scene. Police Chief Scott Thurman says they believe the intended target was among the dead.
We believe that there was a hit, if you will, on that particular person, as far as, you know, someone was willing to pay money to have that person killed.
Investigators believe other victims were caught in the crossfire. Authorities are asking for the public for tips to find the suspected shooters.
Rockets continue to launch from both Israel and Hezbollah as fears of a wider conflict brew.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to games.
After a week in which thousands of Hezbollah fighters were injured, top commanders were killed, Israel's chief of staff said, if Hezbollah doesn't understand now, it'll get another blow until it does. One of the rockets that made it through Israel's defenses impacted in a small town near the port city of Haifa. Rocket barrages came at Israel, and that was followed by attack drones entering Israeli airspace. In light of the rocket attacks, the Israeli Air Force increased attacks in southern Lebanon. The IDF says they hit some 400 rocket launchers aimed at Israel. Israel's president says the Jewish state is fighting for the free world. Israel's prime minister says the increased intensity will sustain until residents in the north can return home. In Tel Aviv, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
KNSS News Time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Another workshop is ahead at Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting. Three items are on the agenda. First, the council will hear a fireworks review from this past Independence Day holiday. Next, they will discuss the city's ARPA recovery plan before finishing with proposed amendments to the city's zoning code. Tuesday's meeting will start at 9 a.m. in the first floor boardroom at City Hall.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, says he doesn't expect a new farm bill to be passed anytime soon. The current bill expires September 30th. Marshall says lawmakers are focused on the November election.
A third of the Senate is up for re-election, so a third of the senators are very busy campaigning across their states, trying to raise money. So we both have attendance problems. I think that both of us sit there and try to look in the crystal ball and say, are we going to have more power before or after the election?
Senator Marshall expects lawmakers will pass a temporary farm bill that will take them into the first part of next year.
Vice President Kamala Harris deciding to skip the historical Al Smith dinner in New York, instead planning to campaign in key battleground states. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris attended a fundraiser in New York. She does not plan to return next month for the Al Smith dinner, becoming the first presidential candidate to decline an invitation in 40 years. The annual White Tie Affair is a fundraiser for Catholic charities. The Harris campaign says she plans to hit the swing states instead. Recall Hillary Clinton was criticized for not campaigning enough in the swing states when she lost to Donald Trump in 2016. Of course, the dinner is not till next month, so Kamala Harris can always change her mind.
Former President Donald Trump says he will be at the dinner.
There's something new for California shoppers to deal with.
Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery checkout lines in California. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law banning all plastic shopping bags. California had already banned those thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers could purchase thicker plastic bags, which supposedly were reusable and recyclable. The new ban takes effect in 2026. People who don't bring their own bags will simply be asked if they want a paper bag. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And our first traffic update here on your Monday morning commute, the first Monday morning commute of autumn. As we take a look at the streets of Wichita, still awaiting the sunrise today, and I'm looking at the, taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, looking at the one at the Canal Route and 21st Street up north. Things running smoothly right now. We do have a little bit of slow-moving traffic right now at down at the Southwest Junction there at Southwest Boulevard and Pawnee and West Street. A little bit slow there, but not too bad. Here's what's going on the Monday morning commute. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Okay, we'll take it for Ronnell here. Mostly sunny today with a high of 73 degrees. Yesterday's high was only 68. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, well, we'll get 20% chance for rain tomorrow as well. And a high of 75 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. Northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Monday, September 23rd. We had a cloudy, cooler day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, as I said, was 68 degrees. Normal high is 81. And we had 85 hundredths of an inch at rain at Eisenhower Airport yesterday. Saturday, just under 1/10 of an inch. Saturday night, rain dumped 1.6 inches at my house. I think that Saturday rain was about 1.7 at Eisenhower. And you'll remember today's high, we're going for what? 73. Today's, the high on Thursday of last week was 102. If you can imagine. Yeah, you were here. It was a record setter. Wow. On this date in 1988, huge severe thunderstorms that formed along a cold front bombarded parts of north-central Oklahoma with softball-sized hail near Noble and Enterprise and baseball-sized hail at LaQuire and Kinta, Oklahoma. That was on this date in 1988. And on this date in 1952, Senator Richard M. Nixon of California salvaged his vice presidential nomination by appearing on television from Los Angeles to refute allegations of improper campaign fundraising in what became known as the Checkers speech for its reference to his family's Cocker Spaniel. Apparently the dog was given to his daughters by some Republican people with money, fundraisers or whatever, and he said he wasn't going to give that dog back. And he saved his position on the ticket. General Eisenhower apparently was thinking seriously about dumping him from the ticket. And Mr. Nixon saved himself with a really grainy black and white checkers speech, famous through all politics in America. Americans will be able to order up 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests delivered to their home free of charge starting later this month. How about that? U.S. Health and Human Services Agency that oversees the program has not yet announced an exact date for ordering to begin. The tests can be ordered at covidtests.gov and will detect current virus strains. An HHS spokesperson has said they will be available for people to order ahead of the holiday season when family and friends gather for celebrations. How about that? Mailed right to your home.
For free.
For free. What could be better than that? All right. Here we are on a Monday morning, Ted Woodward, and more than 700 high-ranking national security officials are endorsing Vice President Harris, with some leaders expressing concerns about former President Trump's, quote, scary authoritarian streak, unquote. The letter endorsing Harris consists of 741 former high-ranking national security officials, including 15 four-star generals, 10 former cabinet secretaries, 10 service secretaries, and leaders who served in Republican administrations. There you go. 6:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on a Monday, and we're getting back into the swing of things this week. On a Friday, the Dow closed up 30 points, NASDAQ down 66, S&P down 11. And today is, of course, the first full day of autumn with Steve and Ted. And Ted, I'll bet you had a busy weekend with the volleyball. Did you or did you not?
Yeah, I was out at Coke Arena all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Doing the volleyball thing. Oh, we got some football to talk about today. Let's go ahead and take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. 6:17 on this Monday morning.
Yeah, last night we had Sunday Night Football, and that featured the Kansas City Chiefs in prime time. You heard it right here. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Road opener for the Chiefs, taking their 2-0 record into Atlanta to visit the Falcons. And as all the Chiefs games have been this season, super close and coming right down to the very end. Well, the Chiefs were able to get into the end zone, got the passing game going early on. Mitch Holtis with the call.
1:31 to go, third quarter. Kansas City, 3rd-and-7 at the Atlanta 13. Chiefs by 2, but the red zone has been a problem tonight. Chiefs have been close. Mahomes in the pocket, throws it left. Caught Juju Smith-Schuster, angling left, fire, diving, touchdown! Kansas City, welcome back to the Chiefs' kingdom and the end zone. Juju Smith-Schuster on a 13-yard crosser.
Yeah, that would be the last time, though, the Chiefs would get into the end zone because the offense really dried up after that. In fact, the Chiefs only had the ball twice in the fourth quarter, and they were both 3 and out.
Ooh.
3 punt, 3 punt. So the Chiefs' defense was on the field a ton in the fourth quarter, trying to stop the Falcons from coming back. The Falcons had a long drive, got close. They went for it on fourth down, didn't make it. Still down by 5. The Falcons got the ball back after the Chiefs went 3 and out. And the Falcons, once again, a long drive, getting close to the end zone. The Chiefs' defense would have to make another stop if the Chiefs were going to pull out on top.
Atlanta gets out of the huddle. Cousins will be under center on fourth down and a yard to go. Long count. They give it off. Bashaun Robinson hit in the backfield. He goes down. Kansas City holds on downs again. Nick Bolton scrapes to the outside and makes the hit. And Kansas City defensively holds on downs. Fourth down at the 6 and now the 13. And preserves a 22-17 lead at 51 seconds to go in the game.
Ooh, like we said, another close one for the Chiefs.
And down goes Mahomes at 40 seconds to go. This is really close. The game clock is at 36. The play clock is going to be just over that. The Chiefs do not have to snap it again by a half second. And Kansas City is going to come out of here with a win. It's been a rough day for 2-0 teams because Houston got beat. New Orleans got beat. The Chargers got beat. Tampa Bay got beat. Not the Chiefs. Kansas City will go to 3-0 on the season with another fingernail biting victory, winning on the road against the Atlanta Falcons 22-17 with two amazing defensive stops by Kansas City on the last two defensive series of the game. Chiefs win it by five. They go to 3-0 on the year.
Three wins by a total of 13 points. And just about every game coming down just to the final seconds. How about that Chiefs defense? Just on the field constantly in the fourth quarter, having to make stops. The Falcons go 2-for-9 on third down conversions. Got to give that one to the defense. How about that? The Chiefs win it 22-17, now 3-0 on the season. The Chiefs right now are in the number two spot in the conference behind another undefeated team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Buffalo Bills are also still undefeated in the conference at 2-0, pending tonight's Monday night game. All right, we've got, let's talk. Tonight we'll talk volleyball to start out with. It is the weekly coaches show with Chris Lamb, the Shocker volleyball coach. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 1240 AM, 97.5 FM on KFH. Shockers coming off 2 5-set wins in the Shocker Volleyball Classic over the weekend at Coke Arena. Next up, a conference opener for the Shockers this week. They'll be on the road, and then they'll have a home match on Friday night against Temple. So a lot to talk about with Coach Lamb. It'll be a good show at 6 o'clock tonight. Then after Coach Lamb, we have Monday Night Football in Cincinnati. The winless Bengals are 0-2, including a loss to the Chiefs. Bengals hosting the Washington Commanders. In that game, you'll hear that at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. Bengals is touchdown favorite in that one. We lost a big name in football over the weekend.
Eugene Mercury Morris was a three-time Pro Bowler and a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Miami Dolphins. His best pro season aligned with the Dolphins' 17-0 run in 1972. Morris ran for 1,000 yards that season. His backfield mate, Larry Zonka, also went over 1,000 yards that year and said today, "It's a very sad day for me and our Dolphins family." Morris was 77 years old. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Mercury Morris, one of the greats. And we go over to baseball. I don't have good news for you, Royals fans. Yesterday was the end of maybe one of the worst homestands in Royals history, especially considering what was on the line. The San Francisco Giants beat the Royals 2-0 yesterday in the final home game of the regular season. 24,000 fans on hand. Yep, another terrible day for the Royals offense. The Giants get a three-game sweep, and the Royals went 0-for-6 on the homestand. Lost all six games. That is now a seven-game losing streak for the Royals. In fact, they didn't score any runs on Saturday. They didn't score any runs yesterday. Back-to-back shutouts. The Royals have scored 4 runs in their last 5 games. The Royals, in their last 50 innings, have had the lead once.
They're fading fast.
Here's the scenario. It's an off day today, so they don't play today. They have one last chance to rest up. All right, the Royals have a one-game lead for the playoffs over the Minnesota Twins with 6 games to go. And all 6 games are on the road. So we'll see what happens this week for the Royals.
Yeah.
Well, they can't win at home. Maybe they got to go on the road and somehow find some different mojo. Off day today, like we said, for the Royals. All right, that is sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, parenting after the pandemic. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning. Textron Aviation machinists are now on strike. Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected Textron's final contract offer and voted to strike Saturday. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay raise over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service.
A shooting in central Wichita Saturday evening, leaving a 50-year-old Wichita man dead.
Wichita police say the call came in around 7:50 p.m. Saturday from the 600 block of North Topeka. When officers and first responders arrived, they found the victim lying in a parking lot. He was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are investigating the case and no suspect is in custody. The name of the victim has not been released. If you have information that can help solve this case, please call WPD investigators at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Rose Hill police say they could have a confirmed identification of a child found buried in a yard of a home this week, this past week. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says results of an autopsy report will be the first step to finding more answers.
From that point, I can start working backwards to finding out what the cause of death was and who's responsible for it ultimately.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in Kansas of 3.3% in August, and this is an increase from 3.2% in July and an increase from 2.6% in August of last year. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate that non-farm payroll employment was unchanged from July. For the Wichita MSA, the unemployment rate was 4.1% in August. That's down from 4.7% in July, with more than 324,000 employed. The Wichita MSA includes Sedgwick, Butler, Kingman, Harvey, and Sumner counties.
The House bipartisan task force investigating the assassination attempts on former President Trump will hold a hearing this week.
While we don't have a list of witnesses just yet, the Secret Service's internal report into the Butler, Pennsylvania shooting could come up. Expect committee members to be highly critical of the lack of communication and follow-through by the Secret Service to better secure the rally site. Acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe admits the buck stops with them. Since the attack against Trump in July, the agency has given the former president the highest level of protection it can provide, burning through assets and resources. Funding for the Secret Service came under more scrutiny last week after the apparent second assassination attempt against Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. In Washington, Mather Rivera, Fox News.
Former President Trump is shutting down the idea of a second debate with Vice President Harris. Fox's Alexandria Hoff tells us more from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Early voting has already started in places like Virginia, Minnesota, South Dakota. Additionally, absentee and mail-in ballots, they have been sent out in a majority of states. Here's what the former president had to say.
She's done one debate. I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late. The voting is cast. The voters are out there.
In North Carolina, in-person early voting starts mid next month. And a new NBC News poll of registered voters shows the vice president with a 5-point lead over the former president. He was 2 points ahead of President Biden before the candidate switch. Now, this all still is in the margin of error, but it does show a significant sway there.
The latest Fox News poll shows voters thought the vice president did better than the former president in the first debate earlier this month. Now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Pretty dry as we go through the day. Had very small chance that we maybe have a few lingering raindrops early this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Pleasant high of 71 degrees with a light north wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 57 degrees at your severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:36 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. We call it Mondays with the Mayor. And we'll talk with Mayor Wu just about 7:35 this morning here on a Monday. This is the 23rd day of September. It was on this date in 1806 that Lewis and Clark, their expedition returned to St. Louis more than 2 years after setting out for the Pacific Northwest. Quite a story. And
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Taking those people to explore the territory that we got in the Louisiana Purchase. Lewis and Clark. The rhino population across the world has increased slightly, but so have the rhino killings, mostly in South Africa, as poaching fed by huge demand for rhino horns remains a top threat.
That's sad.
Conservationists say in a new report that the number of white rhinos increased from 15,900 and some in 2022 to from 15,000 to over 17,000 in 2023. But the black and greater one-horned rhino stayed the same. Another subspecies, the northern white rhino, is technically extinct, with only two females being kept in a secure private conservancy in Kenya. With all five subspecies combined, there are just under 28,000 rhinos left in the world.
Mm.
And that's from 500,000 at the beginning of the 20th century. So, yeah, rhinos are coming back, but as fast as they're coming back, people are out there poaching them, killing them. That day really is sad. An interesting animal. 7:30, they make it 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Monday morning. And let's take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and feeder cattle traded mixed and made new highs for the week and closed on the positive side. Now, live cattle saw bull spreading action while the feeder cattle had bear spreading action Friday. Cash traded at higher money last week, and Friday's cattle and feed report appears to be neutral as all the numbers came in very close to the pre-report estimates. Lean hog futures traded mixed with new highs for the week and closed mostly positive. At the close, December live cattle Friday were $2.07 higher, $183.20. November feeders 42 cents higher, $241.77. And December lean hogs down 7 cents at $74.22. Now, only the soybean oil and Chicago wheat futures closed positive on a session that was mostly negative trading on Friday. The gold market made a new all-time high Friday. It also made a new all-time high overnight here. And last week, we saw December Casey wheat lose 36 cents. December corn lost 12 cents. November beans gained 6 cents for the week. Trading overnight has been on the positive side. Currently, December Kansas City wheat 9 3/4 higher at 573 3/4. December corn up 5 1/4 at 407. November soybeans 13 cents higher at 1025. November crude oil is up 28 cents at $71.28. December gold $2.60 higher at $2,649. December S&P 7 points higher at 5,769. December dollar index is up 23 cents at $100.65. And December Dow Jones futures 24 points higher at 42,467. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we got a little over an inch and a half of rain in my house Saturday and a little more rain on Sunday. How are things going in Butler County? Have you guys gotten some pretty good rain?
Well, it looks like I was gone all weekend, but it looks like that we picked up a good 2.5 inches.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
It's a pretty nasty weather in Butler County Friday night, too, and some wind damage over there.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the Highway Patrol, Kansas Highway Patrol, putting out an advisory for motorists out there across the state. That's the time of the year to keep an eye out, a sharp eye out for farm equipment on the roads as you go into and out of the fields and back and forth, and to make sure that we give you a wide swath when you're driving. Well, you got to. It's hard to go around a combine, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's not impossible, but you got to give them a little bit of respect. And quite honestly, there's a lot of people do not understand how slow that equipment is moving down the road, but they should be able to understand how big it is.
That's huge. But what's the maximum speed for a combine or even a tractor on a road like that?
Well, they all vary a little bit, but you're looking at, you know, between 20, 25 miles an hour.
Even that, that's not...
But sometimes you can't drive that fast,
right?
Because the roads are a little bit rough and you get bounced around a lot.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good clip, actually, if you don't have to follow them too long.
Yeah, but when you think about it, you know, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but there's a statistic out there talking about how you can follow one for 20 miles an hour for so long, and you're not losing that much time in your travels, especially considering the risk you can have by trying to do something stupid passing them when you shouldn't.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and nobody does anything stupid. I'm sure that'll
That's
work.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. It's 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, should be talking with us here shortly. So keep it here with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 6:47 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Congress averts government shutdown for at least 3 months.
Two.
Two men dead after separate weekend shootings in Wichita.
One.
Textron Wichita machinists now on strike after rejecting the company's offer. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your first Monday morning commute of autumn as we take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. Looking at the one on the southwest side of town, Kellogg and Southwest Boulevard, right there by Newman University. Things looking pretty good right now on that. We do have some traffic, slow-moving traffic. It looks like at 13th and Ridge. Got some very slow-moving traffic both ways, especially on Ridge right there. So that's a little bit of a slowdown this morning. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 73 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. And then for Tuesday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 75 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south of that, make that a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the temperature reading 57 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 ANSS. One car maker says thousands of their cars have a defective rearview camera.
It's Fox Wheels.
A recall from Ford over a rearview camera display image that can freeze, leading to a false representation of a vehicle's surroundings. The recall involves some 145,000 Ford Maverick pickup trucks from the 22 to 24 model years. Volkswagen also recalling 99,000 21 to 24 ID4 electric crossovers to fix door handles for a problem that's got doors opening unexpectedly while driving. Americans looking to buy a new vehicle in the near future might feel hope on last week's rate cut by the Fed, though analysts say that there won't be much of an impact on borrowing costs in the near future. The national average 60-month new car loan rate has climbed to its highest point in decades, to almost 8%. The average transaction price for a new vehicle is almost $48,000. That's up 10 grand since 2019. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A record-setting close on Wall Street Friday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed for the day, but up for the week following Thursday's Fed-driven rally. The Dow did rise and notched its 29th record close of the year. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending lower, with tech and industrials lagging and utilities gaining ground. It was also triple witching day, the once-in-a-quarter period when index options, index futures, and single stock options all expire. The Dow winners today, Nike, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 38 points, the Nasdaq lower by 66, S&P 500 down 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:50, here on this, what is this, a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, the election's effect on social classes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, deep stuff.
Oh, that's that. We're going into psychology here. Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You know, one reason that we've seen some headline-driven volatility in the markets is because the markets do not like uncertainty. Presidents have very little to do with the market direction. But not knowing who is going to be in office can create temporary bumps that, you know, are coming from that uncertainty. Well, a president has, you know, if they have both houses of Congress, or if they're capable of convincing the other side, well, that can affect legislation that could move the stock market. Otherwise, it's just candidate talk that may create temporary volatility. A candidate's proposed ideas could affect markets if they become law. Well, let's say candidate number one's proposed taxes on high earners making more than $400,000. Well, would be used primarily to address increased funding for Social Security and other programs. it would cost high earners about 2% more and help make up for lower taxes for low earners and middle class. Also, capital gains taxes would jump to 28% from the current 21%, which would translate to 33% of the net investment income surtax of 5% added. Now, it's currently, this gets kind of complicated, but it's currently at 23.8% when you add the 20% capital gains rate with the 3.8% surcharge. That's for Medicare and everything. They expect to expand child and newborn tax credits and help home buyers with that big tax credit. Well, candidate number two's plan would place a 10% protectionist tariff on global goods, 60% tariff on imports from China, exempt from Social Security, from taxes, retaining current tax cuts and further tax cut corporate and further cut corporate taxes to 15%. Boy, as I'm reading this back, this is sounding really complex. Several budget forecasters at the Penn Wharton School of Business, Reuters, and the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget have worked out to model the effects of the deficit if all goes well for either candidate and their goals. The higher tax model number one is projected to increase the national debt by about $1.4 trillion over a 10-year period. Plan number two, tax reduction tariff plan, would increase the deficit by about $4 trillion over 10 years. Now, that's what they say. Of course, if you have any questions about this, I'll try to straighten it out. You can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600. Great subject for a Monday morning. Morning, Steve. What do you think, Steve?
I don't think so.
You don't think what?
I don't think so. I disagree with everything you said. I didn't know how to put it nicely, but good to have you here on a Monday morning, sir. I wanted to bring up something that happened Saturday night.
Okay.
My son and I attended the Blues, the Blue Moon thing at Wichita Sedgwick County Museum.
Okay.
Historical Museum. It's a little fundraiser to do. Eric Kale, of course, the director down there. We came in, Scott and I went into the second floor auditorium with a little drink in our hands, and all the tables were pretty much set except the one in the back where there were two ladies sitting there, two women.
Uh-huh.
And we asked if we could sit with them. And they said, well, sure, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Had a conversation with them, and they know you.
They do. Uh-oh.
The older woman's name was Mrs. Al Buck.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Good.
I can't remember her first name.
Sally. Yeah.
And Sally and her daughter was there, too.
Okay.
So we just spent,
Wendy.
Yeah. Probably 45 minutes just chatting and exchanging information and whatnot. So.
Oh, good. And did she have anything good to say?
She's really excited about Al. Of course, the late Al Buck was, manager of Channel 3.
Well, he's the one who hired us.
He hired you to come here, and she's mentioned that. We had a nice conversation with him.
Well, good. The event was good, and the music was good?
The event was good. It was Donna Tucker.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh, she is amazing.
And love her.
I made a point when she was between songs, I made a point to go up and talk to her.
Yeah.
As I'd met her like one time, probably 20 years ago.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I got to tell you, not only do you sound good, you haven't aged a day.
She's amazing.
I don't know how old she is, but she is really.
I saw her at really Botanica pretty. And then again at, I think it was that Newport Grill out there in the summertime, singing out there.
Oh, and it was fun. She was sitting there and having a little cocktail, listening to her. And then I ran into one more person I knew, Tom Donlinger.
Oh, okay.
Donlinger Construction.
Yeah.
He reminded me of the time that we worked together on a little project years and years ago. And he's very active at Newman University, where Scott, my son, taught for a while. So it was a nice evening.
I played tennis with his brother, Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, there, then Scott and I, afterward, we decided we'd go over to Grow, which is across the street. Do you know what Grow is? It's a little
I've never been there. No, I haven't. I haven't been there yet.
Got to go, because Scott and I go in. It's a little bar, but it's got plants everywhere. And everybody in there was a woman except Scott and me.
Uh-huh.
And they have a cocktail, and then they walk out with a plant. They buy a plant or something. It's weird. But it's a nice little place.
Where is that?
Right across
from Fidelity. It's in that new Fidelity parking garage.
Yeah. Oh,
downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Actually, that building would be the old Henry's building, wouldn't it? Maybe. Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe not. But anyway.
Well, yeah, it's in that area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a great time.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay, today is a National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Oh.
Warm up the home with a toasty meal of pot pies to celebrate. I picked up one at the grocery store yesterday. They typically include, of course, a flaky top crust. And when I was a kid growing up, we had a pot pie now and then. I loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially once you get to this time of year.
Yeah.
Good pot pie. Yeah.
Chicken, beef, or turkey? Anybody got a preference there?
All
I like
the
chicken
above.
And turkey.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
There's, you know, I always wish there was a little bit more filling and gravy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like a lot of crust.
You know who does a good pot pie?
Marie Callender's. No.
KFC.
Do they really?
The KFC chicken pot pie is very tasty.
Does it have a crust on the bottom or just a float on the top?
Bottom and top.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you.
Wow. Some of them cheat and just put a top
on
it. I know.
Nope. The KFC pot pie is pretty good.
I got to remember that one.
Celebrate a National Pot Pie Day. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We got to get going here. Coming up at 6, 7 o'clock here, top of the hour, news. Congress reaching a deal to postpone the shutdown. That's
okay.
On the way to Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Phoenix is rising in Wichita. Make sure your furnace is ready for another Kansas winter. Give Phoenix a call today. That's Phoenix with an F from service and annual.